Hello guys, this is my podcast. My English name is Flora. I'm going to talk about how am I being a lifelong English language learner in Canada. I'm from Beijing. I speak Mandarin in mainland China. Chinese education is 12 years of basic education, followed by 4 years of college. In China, English learning starts from kindergarten. Education is a very important part of our society in China. The most important thing for us when we are students is to learn. In Chinese English learning, writing English learning is more important, mostly for exam-oriented education. Many students who are good at English learning in China come to foreign countries but cannot communicate in English fluently. Therefore, it can be seen that English education in China should focus on oral education. In daily English learning for me, I will pay more attention to the learning of speaking and listening. I'm an international student in Canada, and this is my second year in Ottawa. I like here very much. I like the scenery, environment, and culture here. People are very friendly. Before I came to Canada, my English was very poor because I studied in a Japanese school for 3 years in junior high school. I even had some difficulties in daily communication. When I went to school on my first day, I felt very nervous because I couldn't understand what my teachers and my classmates were saying. It was probably my worst day in Canada. I think my English has improved a lot. Maybe it was the sense of loss of not being able to understand what others said that helped me a lot. I tried my best to communicate with others in English and watch video to try to integrate into the society. I will soon finish my ESL study. From the time I entered the ESL study as BO to the time I am about to finish my ESL study, I feel a little nervous because I will enter the English study of grade 10 local students next semester. I really enjoy the process of my ESL learning. I think I have learned a lot of knowledge in a short period of time, which has changed me from a learner who could hardly communicate with English learners to one who could communicate with native English speakers without tension. I have made great efforts during the period. For me, the inner obstacles and the lack of words are the biggest obstacles. The biggest obstacles is my inner obstacle at the beginning because of my fear and the can't really bold attempt to communicate in English. I've always been very resist over a period of time. To make a lot of friends after, I try to put the own worry and the fear of bold attempt to slowly to express what you want to express. It greatly helped me. I close my heart. I think the language environment is the easiest way to overcome obstacles. To Canada a year ago, I was living in my aunt's house in the home. It's so speak my native tongue. That time, my English progressed slowly. But since this year, I have been living in English as a first language in the local host family. This half year, I can feel my English is improving very quickly. Because as soon as your language environment change, the first takes some time to adapt to. But over this period of time, after you will greatly improve your English. I think that is why the cause of the students living host family is the best. And for my English study, my reading and my grammar skills still need to improve. Reading and grammar are also important for English learners, which can help you express your ideas more clearly. The ESL of my last level was spent in the summer school for 3 weeks. Due to the short time, the progress was very fast. Next semester, I will enter grade 10 English is the real native English, so it will be more difficult and faster for both teachers and students. Next semester, I will transfer to West Carlton High School. There are not many international students there, so I represent all native English speakers in the school. This is a great challenge for me. I must integrate into the new group as soon as possible and live on English. I will try to be more brave, just like when I first came to Canada. I will boldly overcome my nervousness, learn English quickly, and improve my English in all my spare time. My goal is to live here in English without any obstacles. I want to major in communication in university. Communication is similar to media, news, or advertisement, both of which require a large amount of English and a very professional knowledge of English. I hope my English can reach the level of accessibility of local people and reach the level of professional English. The most important thing is that I can make efforts to improve myself in the remaining 1.5 years of high school life. First, I will reach the difficult of oral English and slowly learn professional English knowledge in university. What must you be careful so that your English won't regress? Yeah, that's a really big thing we need to think about it. You just make sure that English is used more than 50% of the time in your life, and then make sure that my English doesn't go backwards. That's the most important thing for me. That's it. That's all my experience and all my English learning skills. So, hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you guys for listening.